Hello and welcome to Comosas 3, Episode 5, the bonus secret level episode. We are back here early Tuesday morning. I'm leaving on a plane in about 12 hours. But before then, we're going to talk about the Arena Pueblo show where we saw about 2.5 matches, I would say.
Yeah. Yep.
We attempted to make the whole show, but trafficking out of Mexico City was horrible. And even on the way back, traffic was no concern at all, but there was a lot of roads closed, it seemed like. It was very weird. But we got to see part of Pueblo, which looked nice, and we got to see part of the show. And with me again, it's Rob.
Hello, I promise I won't make you edit the podcast today.
We'll see. Don't make any promises you can't keep.
All right.
Cecilia.
Hola.
And TKD.
Hello.
And then, did you guys... I guess, should we start talking about the matches, or did you want to talk about anything else about the trip?
That we thought it was going to be, in the time I thought it would take to get there, we were still hadn't even left Mexico City yet.
Yeah.
We hadn't even hit a toll, because I kept hearing we're going to hit tolls, and then we never hit a toll, so I'm like, oh, that's good. Then I realized, wait a minute, if we haven't made a toll yet, and it's already 8:30, and the show starts at 9, odds are we're not going to make it there for the opener.
Yeah.
So we were following Alfredo and JOCAIJOK19 on Twitter, doing the live play-by-play.
Yeah.
I stopped following after the second match because I'm like, at this point, I'll just be depressed because we're missing so much of the show. It'll just be a surprise, whatever we do make it for.
Internet worked, but did not work enough to YouTube watch a YouTube stream.
Yeah. At one point, since I have Google Maps on my phone, I started looking up to see where we were. It was about 8:15, and we still hadn't left in this Mexico City metro area. Like it showed us just outside of Ciudad Neza, which if you're not familiar with Mexico geography, like there, if you take the Mexico City airport and go about 15 minutes east, you're in Ciudad Neza. So we weren't very far at that point.
So at that point, it was good that you stopped checking, because it just would have been a bummer the rest of the way.
But
we made it eventually. We got dropped off at the doors. We walked. Yeah. We bought our tickets. How much? It was like 185 pesos?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got second row and third row.
They did not give us a discount for coming late.
No.
No.
But we got, there were no four seats together either unless we sat way back.
Yeah.
So we sat two and two.
Yeah.
As you probably all saw if you watched the Pueblo stream, because somebody was wearing a bright orange shirt, even though he wanted to be hidden.
Ran out of good clothes to wear. But it's a nice shirt. We came in and saw Guerrero Maya, Triton, who was replacing somebody, and...
Was he?
Yeah, he was in for Delta, and Fuego versus Bobby Zavala, Disturbio, and Kamatichi. This match was good, but Triton seemed like he got banged up, maybe just before we came over when we were walking in, because he was...
As we were walking in, he was holding his head. I noticed that. I thought he was just selling.
Yeah. Especially after the head scissors, I thought that was superb, like how Triton sometimes is dizzy after doing his own move.
Yeah.
But, at one point we figured it wasn't Cell when the ringside doctor started checking on him between falls.
They brought the stretcher out, too, but I guess he said no. And then in between falls, Tirantes was kept yelling, can he continue? Can he continue?
Yeah.
And I guess he could because he got back in. He did that cool double springboard head scissors. He did a dive off the ramp, which took forever because there was a Japanese girl at ringside. From what we could see, I guess she was there all night, but when we got there, she was there. And she was filming the matches and taking pictures. And she had no understanding of being in the way. So she would just go wherever she wanted, even if it was cutting in front of the cameras that were filming. And the security guard had to keep grabbing her and pulling her to the corner where she could stand to film. She ended up being caught in between where Triton wanted to dive and where Kamaitachi was. So it took about 20 seconds, literally, for Triton to finally be able to pull off what he wanted.
I'm not sure how it looked on TV, but it was, you could tell that she was on the wrong side of the ring or something.
They told her to keep standing in that corner near the ramp,
yeah.
But she kept moving to the side, more to the side, and the security guard kept grabbing her and pulling her away. He looked very annoyed.
Yeah.
The Rudos ended up winning when Bobby Zavala did half his finisher, which is a new one.
Which did not look impressive at all.
I don't know if he was injured, and he's still injured, he doesn't want to do the bridge, or if he just couldn't, I don't know. It just looked terrible. It was a submission, but...
I wasn't sure if that was kind of fishing that team. Yeah.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
What we saw was okay, I guess. Nothing too special, I thought.
Yeah, it was fine. But it was not the best kind of teacher match we saw all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But you could not tell if you were just with your eyes closed and just hearing the whole what the people were going through, you would not tell. You know, people are like super hot.
Very loud crowd. Banging on the drum the entire time. Yeah.
It sounds even, if it sounds loud on the stream, the drum sounds even louder live. Yeah. I don't think I heard anything. Like, at some point, all you could hear was the drums banging.
Yeah. My seat was shaking.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a person behind me kicking the seat, so I turned around. But then I realized there was nobody sitting behind me. No. Yeah. It was just the drums are so, they're banging so loud that it causes everything to, like, vibrate.
Bass noises travel very nicely through the arena. I noticed that when during the entrance music, forget whose it was exactly, but I heard the bass a lot more loudly than I'm used to hearing it. And I felt the bass actually because my seat was shaking from it. So it's a nice arena and the sound carries nicely through it. So yeah.
Next up was?
Was the semi-main with Dragon Lee, Valiente, Boulder Jr. versus the Fisto, Luciferno, and Mephisto. This was also just all right. It was not the bigger match of my duo at a bigger show, but they did set up some cool stuff. Did they do the triple dive or did they tease the triple dive?
They
did the triple dive.
Yeah.
It ended up being built around Mephisto and Voldor, with Mephisto sneaking in a foul at the end to get the win.
Hopefully it sets up a future singles match with them. This was good. I mean, considering this was the first full match we were seeing in the arena, I thought it was good, worth the trip. Dragon Lee looked very good. Hit his double stomp to Luciferno's face. Volador did a couple dives, as noted. I thought Valiente looked the weakest on his team. And the Rudos did exactly their job. So, not much else to say, I guess.
Yeah.
Main event?
Main event was Rey Scorpion versus Atlantis. Rey Scorpion ran in from the crowd to attack Atlantis. It was the basic singles match with him. With Atlantis, Rey Scorpion got to do a few spots. He got the Top Canelo to the outside into Atlantis, which was surprising. But Atlantis made his big comeback and got the Atlantida for the win.
Yeah, usual solid match you'd expect on a show like this. I thought Rey Scorpion is great live. He controlled the crowd well. When they went quiet, he got them into it by getting them to chant Atlantis' name. Atlantis was good also when he was lying on the floor after one of the dives. A little kid stuck out his hand and he high-fived him. I thought that was a nice little touch. And he won with the Atlantida, Scorpion moved really good.
Yeah. And then at one point they started brawling near about maybe 5 feet behind us. Mm-hmm. So there was So if that's a perfect opportunity to probably see us. I'm imagining the cameras were on us at that
point. I don't think one person wants that.
No.
So it was worth it, I thought, I wasn't the one driving, so I say it was worth it, but I had a good time for the short show. I mean, we drove basically 5 hours total just to see less than an hour of wrestling, but
It was
what we saw was good.
The shortest public show since they've started doing it on YouTube, so I can't think of anything that's ended before the top of the hour.
What time did it end? I didn't even see
it. Like 10:45-ish, so that was kind of disappointing, but
It was because apparently it was the 2-fall match that we didn't see when we showed up.
Yeah.
And probably Triton getting injured short in that match.
Yeah.
So everything kind of got moved up.
It's kind of just weird that they do only 5 matches, but I guess it's about how many people they want to send.
Yeah.
We passed by the people waiting to get back in the van to go back to Mexico City on their way out.
People being the wrestlers?
Yeah. I was going to leave that to people's imaginations.
Well.
And then we also, it was slow getting out because everyone who saw one of the people running with us wanted to take a photograph with her. But we enjoyed the show. Pueblo looked nice from what we got to see of it. Both the building and the historic district we went through.
Yeah. It'd be nice to go back one day for a full day to look around Puebla and then see a full show at night.
I don't think the traffic is bad on every day, but I do advise that if you're going to Pueblo, just to make a day of it and go up early.
Yeah. Or don't leave at like 6:30 like we did.
Yeah.
No, try to leave. The recommendation was to leave Mexico City, if you're going by car, like around 4 p.m. If you're going by bus, definitely sooner than that.
What time do the wrestlers leave? Alexis told us, but I forgot.
I remember, when we were here last year, at one point we saw guys lining up the van from Mexico City on Monday. It was there around like 2 o'clock. So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what time the band was leaving, but people were starting to gather there around 2, so.
And I think Alexis was saying the people who were at Guadalajara leave at like 9 a.m. or something?
Yeah, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of guys who went to Puebla and came back now, they'd be getting back around the same time as us. Like
maybe a little bit late because they were stopping for dinner too.
Right, so yeah. Then they have to be up first thing in the morning. They probably don't even go to sleep, probably just sleep on the plane right on the way to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
And then they come back the same night.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all we have to say about the literature we saw. The rest of the group is going to see more shows while I go back home and probably lay in the bed for a while. You guys are seeing which shows?
Arena Mexico tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which average lineup or whatever. I think we have plans before to hang out with somebody.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, Naucalpan. But we should say thank you to Alexis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you to Alexis for driving us back and forth. Yes.
To his father?
To Tony Zalzar, too, for allowing Alexis to borrow the van.
Yes.
Otherwise, we wouldn't fit on the back of his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And to Erica.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that Erica came with us?
Well, we are now, because I'm not editing it out.
If you have to edit it, too.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be fine.
She's the one who everybody stopped to take pictures with. I didn't say it, because I didn't know if we were allowed to say it.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm making the executive decision that Cecilia's right and you're wrong, because you need to be wrong at this point.
I'm due for being wrong at some point.
And yes, thank you. Alexis, the traffic coming out of Mexico City makes New York City traffic look rural by comparison. So just the merging was completely more chaotic, totally more chaotic than anything I've ever seen. So.
And they have way too many speed bumps in Mexico. They need to get rid of some of them. So you guys are going to see,
Naucalpan on Wednesday, Thursday, we're not sure. We have a choice between, we don't really have a choice. I don't think anybody wants to go to Pachuca again to see CMLL.
Yeah.
The only other show is a AAA show that we might or might not have a ride to, and we may or may not want to go. I'm leaning towards no. I think other people I'm with are leaning towards yes, but yeah, let me just explain. A AAA house show is not exactly the AAA show you're used to. So going all that way just to see Tirantes Jr. do his act in front of a screaming crowd of maybe 200 or 300, not exactly. It's a long trip to make for something like that. Let's just put it that way.
It's not as long as the Sunday, as going to the Triple H show Sunday. It's in Toluca.
But we're not going to the Sunday one.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's Toluca's not terribly far away, I don't think.
It's not terribly far, but it's still a little bit of a trip just to see a show where...
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen one AAA house show, or as Oscar Manuel says, the alternate dimension AAA.
Because
there's characters on those shows that don't exist on TV and guys that are on different sides. So we'll see. And then Friday is Arena Mexico again. Saturday is the free show and Arena Coliseo. We're confirmed. Sunday, we're confirmed for Arena Mexico.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else before, but it'll be our last day. So maybe, and we're not going to be hanging out. Black Terry Jr.'s got another show to go to. So maybe Sunday afternoon we hang out with him for the last time.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just done with you guys at that point. Who can tell?
And
the only other thing we have to talk about is that we found out we were sitting in the same hotel room about 8 hours ago that Lucha Underground got renewed, which
we're and everybody thought we were teasing them when we started the first podcast on this series by saying, "Hey, Lucha Underground." Oh,
yeah, we had the news. We just really just couldn't tell you for a few days. That's the complete and honest true story, and I wouldn't be lying at 2 a.m. because I'm tired. That's not something I would do. It's going to be back in L.A. It's going to be taping in a few months before the end of the year. It's going to be airing probably a few months later. Maybe not even a few months. Maybe a month or two, because it doesn't take them that long. I expect that... I mean, it's only September, so they want to lock things down, but I expect by a month or so we'll start to hear about who's going to still be on the show and if anyone's going to be added. It might start leaking out. But it sounds like all good news. I think what we're looking for now is like... what they're going to improve on from season one, if it's like
it's
more
with,
not just the creative, but I mean from the production end, are most of you going to still need to rely on someone uploading it to YouTube to watch it, or are we going to have some other ways, some legal ways to watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to sell DVDs? Are they going to sell action figures and all that stuff? So hopefully this is the first of a lot of announcements they're going to make.
There's one wrestler on Twitter who's very excited about getting them on Netflix.
Yes. Jack, that's, I believe, half of Jack Evans' tweets right now.
That's all Jack wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, very excited to see it come back. Very happy. Best show on TV. Best wrestling group in the world right now. Well, in the U.S. at least.
So I think that's it.
Yeah.
We already thanked everyone last time, but thanks again to Alexis for driving us up there. Thanks for everyone for helping out, or just people we randomly met along the way. And we will talk to you at some point, sometime in the future. Thanks for listening.